How can I develop a long-lasting relationship? Yes, this is the Word for Life Radio Ministry, and I'm Pastor Greg Huffman. And we've been focusing our attention on that during this Valentine's season. I don't know anybody that wants to go into a relationship with the idea that, it may work, it may not. If they're truly wanting a sweet relationship, they want it to be long-lasting. We've been looking at the life of Joseph, who married the mother of Jesus, Mary. We saw the last couple of times that Joseph had high morals. Now, today we want to focus on the fact that he had sincere motives. Sincere motives. See, after we're told to flee youthful lusts, 2 Timothy 2:22, we're then instructed to follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. So many times when we read 2 Timothy 2:22, we just kind of focus our attention on the first part of the verse, flee youthful lusts. But if that's all we're doing, youthful lusts are going to chase after us and catch us. See, we have to flee youthful lusts, but we have to follow righteousness. We have to follow faith. That means growing in faith and building our faith, our trust in the Lord, our trust that God has somebody for us if that's His will. Follow charity, follow love, follow peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Now there it is, sincere motives out of a pure heart, 2 Timothy 2:22. But Joseph was not only a man of purity, but he was also a just man, the Bible tells us. Now, the word just there means the desire to conform to spiritual laws and please God. Notice the word desire. See, it doesn't make a difference what your parents want for you or your pastor or youth pastor or Christian school teachers or whoever it may be. You have to have a desire to conform to God's spiritual laws and to please the Lord. The Bible tells us that Joseph was a sincere person. That means he wasn't hypocritical. Wow. Isn't it so easy to be hypocritical when you're around people that expect certain actions and words out of you? Isn't it easy to sound spiritual, to sound godly, if you're in Sunday school or a youth group or at home around your parents or maybe in a Christian school? But boy, when we get by ourselves, when we get with our friends, when we are away from these spiritual authorities, are you hypocritical or are you sincere? Are you the same way you are with your friends as you are with your parents or your pastor? I trust that you are. Joseph was. Now, when you begin dating a person, the question so often is, well, what's he like? You know, is he interested in spiritual things? I guess my question is he just appearing to be interested in spiritual things because he's really interested in you? I wish I had a dime for every person that I've counseled who sat across the desk and said, Pastor Huffman, oh, I wish I had spent more time during the dating process to truly find out what the spiritual interests of my now spouse really were back then. Because I found out, oh yeah, they went to church with me all the time. Because they just wanted to spend time with me because they had one thing in mind, and that was to marry me. But you know what, Pastor? After the marriage took place, after it was all a done deal, that was the last time they ever darkened the door of the church. See, the question is there a sincere desire to please God? A sincere desire to please God, even if your date has to displease you in doing so. See, if your date is more interested in pleasing God than he is in pleasing you, then you are on your way to developing a long-lasting love relationship. Because God has to be the highest person in his life or in her life. Is your date willing to take a stand for right, even when his friends are not? See, that's the kind of young man, that's the kind of young lady you want to be spending time with. Now, it takes a choice. You have to determine when you find that the people you're spending time with do not have that desire. They don't want to take a stand for right when their friends aren't. Then you have to make up your mind when you discern that. Then you leave those friends. you decide you're going to make new friends. You're going to find new influences on your life. So Joseph had sincere motives. Thirdly, he had a sensitive manner. A sensitive manner. He was sensitive. He was tender. See, he had two options when he was faced with the news of Mary's pregnancy. He could either have her publicly exposed and stoned, and according to the Jewish law, that was a very good possibility when he found out she was with child and it wasn't his. It appeared that she was guilty of some playing around, sleeping around. Or instead of having her publicly exposed and stoned, he could privately divorce her. In fact, Matthew 19:9, Jesus is saying, "Whosoever shall put away his wife except to be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. Whosoever marrieth her which is put away doth commit adultery." So if fornication has taken place during that betrothal period, then he had a choice. Now, his choice to privately divorce her showed the sensitivity of spirit. Even though he didn't know any details about her condition, it showed you that he was not a harsh, judgmental person. He was a person that didn't want to make it miserable on someone else. You know, if you're going to be developing a long-lasting love relationship, that's the kind of person you need to be. And that's the kind of person you need to find. One who is sensitive, one who is concerned about the feelings of others. See, Joseph wasn't cruel and vindictive. So you need to be looking for a person who responds this way, even when he's hurt beyond words. This kind of a person will make a great spouse. And so in your dating process, watch how your date responds when he's been hurt, when she's been hurt, when they've been misunderstood, when they've been lied about. Find out how they respond. Do they respond in vindictiveness? Do they respond with a judgmental spirit? Do they respond in unforgiving and bitterness? Because if they do, then when you hurt them sometime, and you will in your relationship eventually with them, they'll respond in the same way. Joseph had a sensitive manner. And see, being hurt personally is never an excuse for biblical disobedience. I'll say that again. Personal hurt is never an excuse for biblical disobedience. We're not responsible for the way that we've been hurt, but we are responsible for the way we respond. And so the person that you're dating or the person that you're watching, thinking that maybe that might be a great person to spend some time with, how do they respond when they've been hurt? Do they follow Ephesians 4:32? "And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Because if they do, then they may be the kind of person you're looking for. Well, number four, Joseph was serious-minded. The Bible says in verse 20, after he saw that she was with child, it says, while he thought on these things. See, Joseph didn't react in anger without pondering on God's will. A sense of humor is important in a relationship, but there's more to lasting relationships than just a sense of humor. An ability to be serious-minded is necessary, too. In fact, over 10 times in the Scriptures, we're commanded to be sober. Now, if your date is the life of the party and is always joking, that may seem like fun. You may be attracted to his or to her humor. But you know, after a while, you'll be frustrated later if that humor is all he has. You need to find someone who's serious-minded. Then number five, he was spiritually mature. "Behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him," the Bible says in Matthew 1. He was spiritual enough that God could communicate with him. You want to find someone that is spiritually mature with whom God can communicate. Now, he fulfilled all the Old Testament law concerning being the spiritual head of his family. The Bible says in Luke 2:22, "And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. And As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now his parents went up to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. You see, according to Job 1, the father was the spiritual priest of his family. God never intended the wife or the mother to be the spiritual leader. And this is the foundation of stability for every family. Joseph was a spiritual leader. Then number 6, Joseph had a submissive heart. A submissive heart. The Bible says he did as the angel had bidden him. See, once he knew the Lord's will, he obeyed. Even when he didn't quite understand it all, he just obeyed. I guess my question is, are you like this? Is your boyfriend like this? Is your girlfriend like this? Does he submit to his present authorities, that boyfriend of yours? How about to his pastors or his parents or his teachers or his employer? How does he respond to you? You see, you got to remember this. You don't attract what you want. You attract what you are. You attract what you are. Maybe I'm speaking to some teenagers today who are ready to break out of your home. You're ready to just cut loose and get out of your youth group and maybe get out of your Christian school. Well, so did the pretty yellow canary when he wanted to break out of his birdcage. And the big house cat was only too happy to oblige, helping that canary out of the birdcage because he looked like a good dinner. And the same thing is true so many times when we decide we want to break out of our cage, when we want to leave the authorities that God has given us. I hold in my hands a letter written to me several years back, telling me that I would be very surprised to receive a letter from her, for she had walked away from her Christian home and her Christian education and her Christian college graduation. She'd walked away from it all, but she decided, I need to come back to God. Next time we get together, I'll share that letter with you, and I'll share with you the vital importance of always being tender to the will of God. Young people, if you want to develop a long-lasting relationship, remember, you don't attract what you want. You attract what you are. If you're not happy with what you are, then you won't be happy with what you attract. I trust the Lord will be doing an awesome work in your heart and life to help you during this Valentine month to begin to have the principles of developing a long-lasting love. Till the next time, may the Lord bless you. Fantastic way.